This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli calls on 3 tiers of government to be people-centric and service-oriented. 42.5 megawatt electricity produced by Sanjan Hydropower Project connected to national grid. Nepal entered Super 4 of Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup. And Ukraine claims to have killed senior Russian general who died in a scooter blast in Moscow. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has called on all 3 tiers of the government to be people-centric and service-oriented. Addressing a program organized on the 106th Establishment Day of Lalitpur Metropolitan City today, Prime Minister Oli said the current government was committed to resolving problems of the people and fulfilling their aspiration for development. The Prime Minister added that the government was making maximum efforts to uplift the living standard of the people. Prime Minister Oli also viewed that Lalitpur Metropolis could contribute in tourism development by protecting and promoting heritages. A meeting of the Finance Committee of the House of Representatives today began discussions on proposed amendments to the Secure Transaction Act First Amendment Bill. 6 members of the House of Representatives have submitted amendment proposals to the bill, which was previously endorsed by the National Assembly. The meeting stressed the need for a revision to ensure that the term security in its theoretical context encompasses all types of transactions, both at the individual and institutional levels, domestically and internationally. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak has stressed the need for ensuring a strengthened peace and security for safeguarding the constitution and enhancing the democratic system. Inaugurating a province-level security seminar today, the Home Minister viewed that peace and security are preconditions to implement the citizens' fundamental rights. Home Minister Lekhak instructed the concerned authorities to mitigate revenue leakage, smuggling, transborder crime and cybercrime to maintain law and order in the country. Nepal Electricity Authority says industries would have to bear with power cuts in the evening time until the reopening of Upper Tamakosi hydropower project, which was damaged by rain-induced disasters in last September. Nepal Electricity Authority Managing Director Kulman Gising said power supply to the industrial customers had to be cut down during the peak hour in the evening to deal with high demand. He added that power supply would be continued to all the customers. The electricity generated from Sanjan Hydropower Project has been commercially fed to the national grid. Project sub-engineer Robin Quirala said the electricity produced by the project has been commercially made available to the national transmission line since Monday. The 42.5 megawatt capacity Sanjan project is developed by Sanjan Hydroelectricity Company Limited, a subsidiary of Chilime Hydropower Company Limited. The project is located at Ama Chodingmo 5 in Rasuwa district. Water Supply Minister Pradeep Yadav has directed these subordinate bodies to ensure they supply pure drinking water to customers. Minister Yadav instructed the Kathmandu Upatyeka Khanepani Limited and Project Implementation Directorate employees to ensure the supply of drinking water in the Kathmandu Valley after conducting a monitoring and inspection visit at the directorate today. Minister Yadav also urged the directorate for the timely completion of all works related to water supply. The Ministry of Forest and Environment has urged all to refrain from burning waste containing plastic and agricultural remains. Issuing a notice today, the ministry urged all the stakeholders concerned to ensure regular maintenance of motor vehicles, promote the use of clean energy in industries and kitchen, and to adequately control smoke and dust pollutants from roads and construction works. The ministry's appeal came as the Tarai region and the Kathmandu Valley have been witnessing increasing level of air pollution for a couple of weeks. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। The newly appointed executive chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Organization, Dr. Mahendra Bista, assumed office at Simhadarbar today. While assuming office, newly appointed executive chairperson, Dr. Bista said he would always be effortful to protect and promote the glorious history of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television, and establish the main goal of public service broadcasting. He urged everyone to fulfill their responsibilities while facing the challenges that will come in the process of transforming the two broadcasters into public service broadcasting modality. The Kaski District Court has granted 4-day period to the police to keep Ravi Lamisani, president of Rashtriya Swatantra Party and former Home Minister, in custody. Basanta Kumar Sharma, a spokesperson of District Police Office Kaski, said a single bench of District Judge Himal Bilwase remanded Lamisani for 4 more days for investigations. Lamisani was earlier arrested for an investigation into a case relating to misappropriation of cooperative funds. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. Sources in Kyiv say Ukraine killed a Russian general who died in an explosion in Moscow on Tuesday morning. According to the BBC, Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was at the entrance to a residential block when a device hidden in an electric scooter went off. On Monday, Kirillov was charged in Kyiv for the use of banned chemical weapons in Ukraine, and he had already been sanctioned by the UK. Kirillov was accused of using chloropicrin, a gas used in the First World War against Ukrainian troops in trenches. After months of deadlock, there are new signs that Israel and Hamas could be moving closer to a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. The BBC cited a senior Palestinian official involved in the indirect negotiations as saying talks were in a decisive and final phase. Israel's defense minister, Israel Katz, has also said an agreement is closer than ever. In recent weeks, the US, Qatar, and Egypt have resumed their mediation efforts, reporting greater willingness by both sides in the 14-month war to conclude a deal. Now, a sports update. Nepal has entered the Super 4 of the Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup being held in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Nepal and India shared equal 1 point each as today's match between them was put off due to rain. Based on the run rate, India has topped the Group A with 3 points, while Nepal is the first runner-up and the group with equal 3 points. In the Super 4, Nepal will play with Sri Lanka on Thursday and with Bangladesh on Friday. In today's match, batting first, Nepal gathered 94 runs at the loss of 9 wickets in allocated 20 overs. The game was postponed due to the rain as India made 28 runs in 3.1 overs without losing any wicket while chasing the victory target of 95 runs. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli calls on 3 tiers of government to be people-centric and service-oriented. 42.5 megawatt electricity produced by Sanjan Hydro Power Project connected to national grid. Nepal entered Super 4 of Under-19 Women's T20 Asia Cup. And Ukraine claims to have killed senior Russian general who died in scooter blast in Moscow. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 AM tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.